kind of what we're looking at here is the ShakeAlert user display software suite. So currently, this system is live for institutional users, for example, the pilot projects that we have with various groups, including Eugene Water and Electric Board here in Eugene, ODOT and their Bridges Division, who are looking into putting up stop signs or stop lights on bridges in advance of strong shaking. They're using this system right now. The system is live. As we build it out, it's just simply improving, and more people and institutions are starting to use the software. So right now we're looking at this map of Oregon, California, and Washington, and our user location is set here at the University of Oregon. What it can bring up on here is an example event where, hypothetically, if a magnitude 8.0 were to occur off the coast of Washington, this live software would pop up and show you the amount of time that you should expect before shaking arrives at your location. It'll also give a measure of what the local shaking intensity is estimated to be. They're pretty good calculations, so I'm going to go ahead and select that event and run it forward.
Earthquake light shaking expected in 113 seconds.
So there's a countdown right now. We see on the screen there's a yellow circle emanating out of the earthquake epicenter. Now that represents the P wave of the earthquake, which is a fast traveling wave.
Earthquake light shaking expected in 91 seconds.
The fast traveling wave, the P wave, is what the system detects. It's easy to see with the instrumentation, and that doesn't cause a lot of damage. However, there is a secondary form of energy that comes out of every earthquake. It's the S wave, or the secondary wave. That is the wave that causes strong shaking. So in essence, what ShakeAlert allows is the P wave can be detected right by the earthquake source, and then ShakeAlert allows a determination of amount of time and expected intensity a user in the farther adjacent regions would experience. So as we look at this countdown playing down, we see Eugene is expected to have about 40 seconds until this S wave finally arrives into the region. And we've been watching this unfold for over a minute of time, and so that really gives a good sense. You may have a minute of advance warning before shaking starts. So there's a lot of protective action that can be carried out in that case, and that's really what we're looking to roll forward.
Earthquake light shaking expected in 18 seconds. This is a test. Earthquake light shaking.
So now the wave is going to get closer to us and the intensity will go up here.
This is a test. Earthquake, earthquake.
And there it was. The earthquake has now begun shaking our region. If this is a magnitude 8.0, we would still be shaking right now, and we would presumably be shaking for many minutes as the wave train continues to roll through our region. And this is our primary concern with the big one, especially in the I-5 corridor in the northwest, is while the energy may not be extremely violent when it first arrives, it's a long sway that can continue for many minutes. And those are the types of ground movements that a lot of our infrastructure isn't prepared to handle. Right, so we're currently bench testing a few of the sensors that will go into the network. In front of me I have a strong motion accelerometer, and this is truly what can detect very large motions. It's appropriate for magnitude 8 earthquakes. It can even detect down lower levels at magnitude 2 earthquakes. We must deploy a strong motion sensor at every ShakeAlert station such that it can contribute proper data to the system. And in a second, I'll show you what it actually looks like. If we tap right now, you'll see how sensitive this truly is. There's another suite of sensor types here that can both capture large ground motions and ground accelerations, but also weak motions. So that allows detection of very small earthquakes or very distant earthquakes, which in the science world and seismology, we need those higher quality data to better image the interior of the Earth, understand its composition, and how waves would propagate through the Earth. So that's what we have here in this silver canister, which would be entombed underground in a vault and connected directly to the brains of the system, this data logger. And all of those are 24/7, 365, contributing live, rapid data to the Shake Alert system to make an expedient ability to detect earthquakes. I'd just like everybody to know the system's going to be coming live in the next coming years. So, think about what you might do if you had an advance warning directly to your person before streaking started. What would you do? And think about that ahead of time and have planning with your family and friends about what would happen in the case of a big earthquake event in our region.